All right. Hello and welcome to today's Plumbers of Data Science podcast, where we talk about data engineering, the plumbing of data science. If you're new here, hit the subscribe button to stay updated on all the upcoming videos. I think if you're in data engineering, into data engineering, this makes a lot of sense. Hi guys, hi to everybody who is already here. I can see already some people here. Where is the thing that I can see the live chat? Okay. So today I'm doing a bit of a different thing. I'm doing a bit of Q&A. So we're going to do a bit of Q&A. Everything that you want to know doesn't matter. If it's especially data engineering related or job related or Germany related, because I have something planned for that. And before the Q&A, what we're going to do is I have selected two mails that I think are very interesting, and with special questions. The first one is a question about basically how to get a job in Germany in the data engineering, the data science community. Somebody wrote me on LinkedIn and I haven't seen it, and then he sent it to me on as a mail. You can send me a mail anytime, plumbersofdatascience@gmail.com or andreask@gmail.com. The Plumbers of Data Science, I think it's the better choice. I'm going to leave out names and trying to skip some information. I think it's something interesting because I'm getting asked a lot if I can help somebody get a job somewhere, where I always say, oh, no, I cannot. I'm not a recruiter. I cannot help you get a job anywhere. Or if I do special training for basically writing job applications and so on, I don't have time for this. But what I can do is I can help, so for the overall things. People are dropping in, that's good. How are you guys doing? Do you already have a interesting question that came up? I saw that Nick linked to something interesting on LinkedIn, a user interface for Kafka, or a monitoring interface for Kafka. That was very interesting. I haven't had the time to look into it. I'm on a vacation right now. I'm on parental leave. Here in Germany, you can have up to 2 months of parental leave, and I thought I have more time. I have a lot to do during the day, and so I haven't had the time to look into as many posts as I usually do. Hi Dragonfly, nice to have you here. Let's get into the first mail. I'm not going to show it to you because I don't want to give away who it is because, so it says, hi Andreas, I would like to get some advice from you with respect to a career in data engineering, as well as opportunities and facts about working in Germany. Now he says he's deeply in love with the company, with the country, and his goal is to go, he's from India and he wants to go over and work here in Germany. And then I said, I tried a couple of things like writing to companies, creating an account in StepStone and Sing. Sing is a, StepStone is a job portal, and Sing is a social media site that is mostly German. I'm also on Sing, but I'm not really using it because I'm not producing stuff for in German, and I don't have, I have so less time for social media already, so I cannot do another platform. So he's created on StepStone and Xing, took a course on how to build a proper Lebenslauf and Anschreiben and Bewerbungsunterlagen, which is basically the stuff you need. It's your CV and so on, and the cover letter and so on in German. I managed to prepare the same in German, so this is all already a good start, and I got corrected by some German friends. However, they're working in different technologies, which I think does not really care. I did manage to get noticed by some, what is that named in yeah, by some guys from HR, but I have been receiving negatives. So the first thing now, okay, I don't know how your CV and everything, if that looks very good or but that doesn't matter right now. Some connected with me on LinkedIn and asked if I'm in Germany at the moment. However, when I said I'm currently in India and working for this, they didn't connect further. Would highly appreciate advice, as the repeated failures at times tend to demotivate me. I would like to know what I'm doing wrong or what I can do in addition to current skills so I can increase chances of landing a job. This now says again, salary doesn't matter that much. It just wants to get over here. And so I can understand the fact here that he wants to work in Germany because he has a interest in the company, I'm always saying company, in the country. And from what he has heard, he wants to go over here. And now, what a good step here is already, it seems like, then he, at the end, he wrote something in German, which really makes sense, and it's totally okay. A lot of people want to come over here and look for a job. They can't even speak German or understand German, which is a super negative, because I always say, if you come to Germany and you can only speak English, you're a bit in a disadvantage. In the workplace, it's let's say from the professional point of view, that's not a problem, because most people can speak English, and so yeah, that's not an issue. The issue, however, is then during a workday when people then talk. Not directly to you, they talk between themselves, they are going to switch into German. And so interesting stuff or social stuff you cannot pick up, because they are not speaking English, they're speaking German, and then this is not that much fun. Yeah, and so he already can speak and write German. He has all the documents in German. And now here's the problem. He correctly already found out the problem. People asked if he's in Germany right now, and when he says no, then people are not interested any further. That might be not so clear from a foreigner, but the usual way you hire somebody in Germany, or the traditional way, is to invite him, and then he comes do you? And then you have a meeting, and he tells a bit about himself and you, and then you have a dialogue, so you learn to know the people and you learn to know the guy. And then and then you're thinking more about hiring. It's not that you make a Skype meeting and that's it, and then you hire people from Skype. I have to admit, I'm the same way. I would not, only in special instances, I would hire people because I know them for a longer time, because I have interacted with them on social media for a longer time. Then I think I would hire somebody from a foreign company, from a foreign country, without first meeting him. But usually this is, I guess, in this case as well, is the main problem here. So he's not in Germany. He cannot be invited for a meeting, and that's the issue. So yeah, the only advice that really makes sense is to come over here and try to come over here. I would say not start directly with, or you can apply to jobs, but apply to internships. Try to get an internship somewhere, and try maybe, I don't know how viable this is, try to study somewhere, and while you're here, then search a job. But I don't really see another way, because most companies are not going to hire you without first seeing you here. So this is an issue. And or the it's not the companies aren't hiring you, the people are hiring you. And I think for interns it's not it could be possible. It's tricky. So the advice here for this guy I would give is try to get to Germany and stay here for, I don't know how you can do that if you have a way of studying here, or try to get an internship first, and while you're here search for jobs. I know this guy here, he's already skilled, so he can go into a job. But that's the main thing. I don't know how is it in your company, in your country. Yeah, I'm always seeing company. How is it in your countries, guys? I'm looking at, especially at Nick here. Dragonfly, I don't really know where he is. So guys, COVID, where are you? From where you're based, is that normal to first meet in person before getting hired, even for interns, or is it absolutely normal to get hired over Skype? Azerbaijan. Okay, how is it there? How are you? How is it possible to get hired without meeting first? Or Nexus. It's the same way in India. It's a 7 tech. It's the same. Yeah, same in England. Yeah, it's that is the thing. That is the thing. Yeah. Okay. In Poland, you can get a job without meeting first. That's interesting. That's interesting. Yeah. So I'm going to write him then and point him to this dream. That's, I don't know. A few Skype calls, that would make sense. The thing is that I have heard that in, I think I read this on LinkedIn some point, that people are applying for jobs and then somebody else is then doing the interview, and it's not really. So you cannot hire through picture or Skype, because this could possibly be a totally other person. I'm not sure if I read this right. Was there something else? Yeah, he has written me over LinkedIn. I haven't seen that. Okay. So it's interesting. It's interesting. That if you want to start somewhere, go there and try to find a job, because then you can go and visit the company and do an interview. The other one is a interesting one, and it's a bit of a harder one for me. It says, I just found your YouTube channel and podcast yesterday. I've been watching and listening. I would like to know your opinion on what to do, since lately I've been looking a lot into getting into data engineering. I'm not a developer, already not that good start, but I'm currently in data science program that will end up this summer. So I'm guessing this is a data scientist program. The issue is that the longer I'm in the program, the less I see myself in the data science field long term. I'm guessing he writes in the data scientist field long term. I only know Python and a bit of Scala, and I'm about to begin. I missed a thing. The issue is the longer. In the program I'm talking, we had a section that through PostgreSQL, Spark, and Scala, and I really enjoyed it, though it was still challenging. Okay, was challenging. Nope, that's normal for something new. Would you have any recommendations on how I could change directions into data engineering field? I only know Python and a bit of Scala, and I'm about to begin getting into Java. Also, there's this online course. It says this is a Udacity course for data engineering. I don't really know that. What would you think of joining something like that? It looks like good material, but I'm sure it doesn't cover the breadth of tools commonly used. I know I've been listening. Okay, great resource. Thanks. Then he also he wrote another email and said, sorry, I always also forgot to mention about the other course. That's the Yandex course on Coursera. So it looks like for me, how long was that course going? It will end this summer. So it will end. The thing is, I have the feeling he already, through the data scientist course, he already knows some stuff, and he's not a complete freshener. And I'm not 100% sure how costly the courses are. And I don't think the courses are the right way to go here. That's a bit of a harder question. I think the thing here to go for is to start. So first, get more into coding. But if you already know Python, that's already a good start. And I would try to find a job. Data engineer, data scientist. Looking up the what he could do is he could go and check out the cookbook and go over the topics, because the topics there are a lot of topics there that make sense to learn and to look into, and try to find out the database types and so on. And I would apply it for jobs. And if you don't find the right job, or if you get only if people only say no's, then try an internship, data engineering internship, and then work your way up. I don't know, guys, what you think in this case. That's not, because I think an online course like the Yandex, that will not give someone the credibility to now completely move from data scientist to data engineer. And yeah, don't really know. I can understand the problem, because I was in the first, I was in the same situation. I thought I need to go more into data science. I need to do more with machine learning because it sounds interesting. But then I found out this is not for me. I'm more the engineer type. I'm more the more the hands-on type, the practitioner. Dragonfly says, I noticed internship work differently in Germany. I'm not 100% sure what you mean by that. How, what would you say, how do they work differently? Okay, in the UK you have to be a student before you can secure an internship. I can only speak for Germany. In Germany, basically everybody can become an intern. You don't need to be a student to become an intern. Doesn't matter, because there are different internships. Of course, mostly there are students, but I think everybody can do internships for a few months. I haven't heard anything different. So I'm not 100% sure what to recommend here. I would recommend, basically getting more into the data engineering topics, databases and streaming and so on. And into the big data world, inform yourself about Hadoop and so on. If you already know Spark, that's already that could be already the thing. I mean, if you already have knowledge in Spark and you can code in Spark, you can do batch and stream processing with Spark, this could all already be the starting point to get a job at a place where they are especially looking for some guy who can do processing with Spark. I could use five of them. So, yeah. I don't know. Also in Germany, there's this option to get to do a €1 job, where you're getting paid €1 an hour. These are meant to be some so let's say starter jobs, that you can do for a while and then either be fully employed or go. Is it also a question here in the chat? Is it also possible to get experience in data engineering by practicing on your own? I know it won't give real world challenges, but at least to some extent it might be helpful. What do you think? Yeah, Kavit, exactly. That's the thing, and this is. I mean, Dragonfly already answers here a bit yes and no. No, because you cannot simulate a real world workload, but from the point of building something, that's absolutely possible. And if I had more time, I would I would continue with our project of the online course, where we're going to extract data from Twitter and build a pipeline and do analytics and so on. So that is possible, and we're going to do it this year. I was doing some in the past streams. I was doing some architecture information a bit, when to choose the cloud and so on. The next thing I have in mind is to go over the Twitter API and basically find out what is an API, how do you use that, how would you look into this to extract data. There is a lot of stuff possible, but not in a real world with a real world load. But that's not an issue. I mean, if somebody would come to me and say, okay, I can build pipelines with Kafka, with Spark, I can store data into Hadoop or in HDFS, no, and I can get the data from HDFS, analyze it with Spark, and then write it into a big data store or something, I would say this is absolutely okay. That's fine for a starting point. And if you can do that, you're already miles ahead. Sheriff here asks, is it necessary having 1 year of experience to join a company as a junior data engineer or data scientist? No, I don't think so. If you can, if you have, as I said right now, if you have some basics down, either if you've done this yourself or not, you have good chances. The best thing is, what I'm always saying, if you're going on it and you're learning it yourself, document this, make a GitHub, put in all your code. The best thing would be you film yourself and then you add this to your CV and you point the people to these videos, to your GitHub, so they can follow the journey you had, and they it gives you credibility that you really know this. Because if you say I've done this, I teach this myself, you need some credibility for that. And I'm not speaking online courses. Online courses are nice to let's say to get some knowledge in a compacted way, in a quick way. But online courses are not there for, in my opinion, what I would look into. They are not here to certify you that you can do this. I'm 100% sure you can do a course, you can go through the course, forget everything, or are mediocre throughout the whole course, and then you get the certification, which, what does it tell you? Nothing. Yeah, Dragonfly gives you great comments. Focus more on a set of steps, skills included, to get data from one place to another. Data exists in silos and in different formats. Usually have no ingest store. So usually have to ingest store, which is then consumed by the data analytics and data science teams. Yeah. So, but get the basics down, and then I think, and document it. That's a good way. And then you don't need a year or 2 years of experience. Yeah. That's a good point, by the way. Where was that? I had that on my LinkedIn. Let me just check this. There was this post I did, and somebody said that doesn't make sense to him here. Maybe I can find it. Here. Let me show this to you. Okay, this post here that was this post, data processing at LinkedIn, and what they had is in their processing with Samza, they had this, the ingestion and the processing stage here, and what they had also, I'm sorry, I have to work here on the microphone, this is not optimal. They had here for the ingestion, they had Kinesis and Event Hub from Azure and from Amazon. And somebody mentioned here, Andrew Herbert says, why AWS Kinesis and Azure Event Hub? That seems like duplication. Yes. What I'm guessing is what they are doing here is these are systems that are let's say data marts or some other systems where LinkedIn has some processing and running, and they're doing different things, and they want to basically pull the stuff from Kinesis, from Amazon and from Azure, and get that into this structure. And so this is my guess why there is a Kinesis and an Event Hub, because they feed into the Brooklyn thing here, which then forwards data to getting stored. And so it's not a duplication, it's a way of integrating existing systems on different platforms into the new thing, or into this one platform here. And this is, I found this was a interesting comment, because it seems like why would you do this? It makes no sense. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Just want to open quickly. Um, Okay, here's a problem about a GitHub project. A question about a GitHub project in the chat. What you can do is, it's a good way for me to join to plug my GitHub. So what I have a GitHub where I have my data engineering cookbook, and the cookbook is meant to be a collection of things for data engineers, if it's newcomers or if you're a professional and want to give some more information, is a way for you to get a starting point or get information. What is data engineering? What should you look into? And there's a PDF, and of course I think this is working, and there is a lot of stuff in there with some case studies and links to the case studies, a way for you to actually start, and this is a way to gather information and to collect information and give this all newcomer data engineers. And you can also participate on this. This is a open repository, and if you find something or have some links to add or some information, you can just make a clone here and insert your stuff, create a pull request, and then I'm going to put it into one of my branches. I'm thinking I'm doing a new branch here, and then we're going to merge it into the master, and then then this thing will grow over time. And right now it's mostly raw, and I have some information there. I think this is the wrong version here. Very strange. Yeah, this is the right version. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So, oops. What was I doing as well? Yeah, another thing that I wanted to quickly mention here, I have a group on LinkedIn that's called like this channel Plumbers of Data Science group that has already over 600 members, where you guys can collect or can put in some interesting stuff, and we can make a collection of interesting stuff, because the timeline in LinkedIn is super annoying. It's absolutely unsorted, and once something is gone and you haven't liked it, you are not going to find it anymore. And I thought this thing, we're going to create this thing and we're going to collect data engineering stuff that is interesting there. I can quickly show you the group. And I had a conversation last week while I was on vacation. I've seen that some guy has been putting up a lot of stuff about machine learning, which is absolutely not the purpose of this group. And then I told him that he should more or less go away. And because this group, I'm moderating this group highly because I don't want to get it. Let me just show it to you. It's this group, Plumbers of Data Science, that has right now, where is it? Where does it say? 628 members. And I want to keep this as a repository for us for interesting stuff. And I don't want to get it into a swamp where people are just posting stuff, and that doesn't make sense. So, yeah. I also I updated the description of the group where for what it is and what you should not do. Yeah. Yeah, it's unfortunately it's not that much activity right now. I'm not 100% sure why there are a lot of guys joining, but it's not that much of posting and liking here in the group. I'm not sure if this is a problem with LinkedIn in general, if they have moved a lot away from groups. I was under the impression that they are moving back into groups, because right now that you're because you are you're seeing the updates in people's streams right now. Earlier that wasn't, if you posted in a group, nobody saw that you have posted in a group. So don't mess around and start yourself a data engineer church. Yeah, I'm more or less an evangelist. I would say an evangelist for data engineering, for getting data engineering more on the map. Yeah. Yeah. As I said before, I would love to invest more time into this, but when the kids are getting into bed at, or finally getting to sleep at 10 p.m. and then the stream starts at 10:30, you don't really have that much time to prepare. Yeah, it's right now. It's a bit difficult. While I'm working, I have a lunch break, and then I have 45 minutes or an hour of lunch where I can take my time, eat something, and while I do that, I can prepare some stuff and think about things. But while I'm at home, there's so much to do, and if the kids are sleeping or in the kindergarten, there's also so much to do. I was working, putting up IKEA shelves the whole day. Yeah, we all have the same problem. And that's why I'm hoping and I'm trying to put this mechanics into place, the cookbook, the Plumbers of Data Science group. My Medium thing that I'm neglecting absolutely badly. I can show you the Medium. I haven't checked Medium for some time. Let's quickly go on Medium. Medium publications. Plumbers of Data Science. Stats. The thing is, I'm basically doing nothing here, nothing, and people are reading here, depending on the day. But yeah, there's a lot of traffic here with not so many stories. I should do more here, or we should do more here. And if you have some interesting stuff, we should put up more stuff here. Medium is very interesting. See, when I started this thing, it had 900 reads a day, and now it's actually a bit growing, although I basically post nothing. Here's something waiting. Okay. So people are submitting their stuff. Hey, this thing is looking interesting with Airflow. One step solution to manage your data calendar. Airflow. Yeah, basically this is how this looks. Somebody has an article that has this one is already published on October 2018. It's a 3-minute read. Ashish, okay. And I have made him a contributor, and now I can go in here. I think I can go here and say save and publish. Is it now published? Yeah, now it should be published to the page. Data science. Where is it? Stories published. Strange. Ah, okay. I noticed sometime it takes a bit of a few seconds before it starts again. Very strange. Where is it? Okay, here it is. Okay, I don't. Yeah, Airflow is very promising. A lot of people mentioned Airflow. Can put it. Featured stories. Selection latest stories. The thing is, yeah, I don't know why it doesn't show up because it has been published in October, and the latest stuff here doesn't show the stuff from October. That's okay. That's why this isn't changing. So yeah. I'm sorry if I hope I haven't bored you too much with this, but once I'm on and it makes sense to quickly look into stuff. Yeah. So I'm trying to find out or figure out a way for us to spread the word, to get more data engineers in here, and to connect you guys, you data engineers together. Yeah. That would be interesting, guys. A comparison table between Uzi and Airflow. I'm having the feeling that it is better, but I'm not. I also have no comparison. Maybe you guys. No, I'm not using Airflow. I'm on Cloudera, so I'm using Uzi. But Uzi has some problems with Spark 2 and the version we're using. Okay, there's a Guide Airflow versus Uzi is the thing here. Yeah, I have seen this here, but that doesn't work in my browser. Oh. Okay, Dragonfly, I cannot use this stream. Okay, doesn't matter. Can you please, Dragonfly, post that into the Plumbers of Data Science community and or group, and then we are looking into it and we can discuss it after the stream. Okay. Was there something else that I wanted to talk about? Basically the two mails and a thing with the group. Okay. We're coming back with the use cases as well, guys. I'm in the talks with two companies for data engineering use cases or case studies. I don't know if I can stream this live or if I can record them. I'm going to keep you up to date. Maybe we can do this. I can give them to you already next week. Yeah. On-premise Dragonfly, but Cloudera doesn't have to be on-premise. You can also install this on any machine that you can get from a cloud provider. So, yeah. Okay, guys. I think that's it for now. I'm trying to send out a newsletter once again about the latest updates. Let's see if I can make it this week. Maybe we do a stream tomorrow on a Thursday instead of Friday. I want to mix up the schedule, and because I'm not that happy with Friday streams because it seems like nobody has time on Friday. Great catching up, guys, like Dragonfly says, and let's talk tomorrow. Maybe I have tomorrow morning a bit time, and tomorrow we are going to look into Twitter and the Twitter API and how that works, the API, and what we can learn from how the Twitter API is built, and so on. So how would you tackle this? How would you, if you want to extract data from Twitter continuously or some data from Twitter, how would you do that? Because this is a part of the course, and we can do this live, and I don't have to prepare a lot of stuff because I'm a bit familiar with the Twitter API. I think that's a good idea. Okay, guys. I cannot, Nick, tell you which companies it is. It's a Germany based and a Eastern European based company. Okay. Guys, I think I'm going to chill a bit here and play some video games before I get to sleep, or watch some YouTube and fall asleep, and then wake up at 3 o'clock on the couch and crawl to bed. Okay. See you tomorrow. Bye bye.